As families and friends of students killed in the explosion at Hebrew University mourn the victims, many in this country are absorbing the reality of the violence that took 5 American lives. Some are questioning whether American students should study in Israel at all, yet others are more determined to go there. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports from Atlanta.
21-year-old Miriam Pullman returned from Hebrew University in April. She had been studying Hebrew literature and foreign affairs courses at the school since last August. But Pullman says her parents asked her to come back to Atlanta because of all of the violence.
It's not easy being there, and the reason why I feel so devastated about this bomb is because the entire time I was there, when all the bombs were going off, there was no place that we felt safe except for the university. That was like my little pocket of safety.
The student knew one of the victims well, Janice Coulter, who worked to recruit students. Pullman says Coulter probably never realized how much she helped her at the Rothberg International School. Just before Pullman decided to study there, a bomb exploded at a disco, but she was still willing to take the risk. Pullman says it's hard for her to realize that things have changed so much.
After living there for 9 months, I feel like I have one foot in Israel and one foot in America, and If I was starting as a student right now, thinking about going over there, I think I'd be really hesitant. It saddens me that I have to say that. I wish I could go. I love Israel. I would definitely want to be there. You have to take into consideration the risks and the environment and figure out if it's really worth it. And I'm not sure. That's a really hard question to answer.
For Deborah Goodman, whose 22-year-old daughter Ashley is applying for school in Jerusalem, the question is an easy one.
My daughter will go to Israel somehow, some way we'll make it happen.
Goodman believes parents and students must move ahead. She happened to be meeting with a local official about the program just after the bombing at the university on Wednesday.
This is a very big step in her life, and you know, one bomb isn't going to scare me away. I have faith and I believe that she will be okay. Whatever happens to her throughout her lifetime, it's not in my hands.
Goodman is determined. Like the September 11th attacks, she believes this is another attempt at scaring Americans. She won't let the terrorists stop her from going ahead with her plans. Across her state of Georgia, students are reacting to the bombing at the Hebrew University cafeteria with sadness and trepidation. Jacob Schreiber is head of Jewish life groups on campuses that represent about 5,000 students in Georgia.
Students particularly can really relate to other students being blown up. I mean, the pictures in the newspaper are horrible. These are people their age. And, you know, the very thought of attacking, you know, an institute of higher learning frightens the hell out of them.
Schreiber says 3 years ago, more than 1,000 American students traveled to Hebrew University to study. This year, only about 125 Jewish students are involved in the program. Schreiber says parents and students are frustrated by the violence that continues to escalate.
First you mourn, first you have pain, and then you do, what am I going to tell the students? And what kind of good message can I give them? How can we keep on building tremendous hope and Jewish identity and hope for the future if this is the type of thing that's going on and the type of thing that, you know, places like Europe say is justified? It's a very difficult time for students to be in right now. It's very, very confusing.
After all, the attack on the campus happened at a place where international students felt safe, free to gather and learn. Now even that refuge is shattered. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.